arbitrary and capricious. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts used those words to describe the Trump administration's decision to rescind the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA.
And with those words, more than 600,000 DACA recipients, known as Dreamers, will maintain a form of legal status, at least for the time being. Roberts joined with the court's liberal justices in a 5-4 decision against the administration.
DACA recipient Reyna Montoya was in shock after the ruling. She told NPR's Here and Now,
"My hands are still shaking right now, and they're sweaty. I think that we've been waiting for this decision for so long."
Montoya is the founder and CEO of Aliento, an immigrant aid group in Phoenix. Her family came from Mexico to the U.S. in 2003 when she was a child.
The court's ruling leaves open the possibility that DACA could be overturned in the future, which leaves Montoya uncertain.
It's a very bittersweet victory, knowing that, okay, for today I am fine, but I don't know if I will continue to be fine tomorrow.
President Trump tweeted that this and other recent rulings were, quote, shotgun blasts into the face of people that are proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas tweeted, quote, "If Justice Roberts wants to be a politician, he should resign and run for office."
Other members of the GOP were more measured. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California said he disagreed with the court but would respect the ruling.
"It just reemphasizes that the House and Senate needs to do their work. The immigration system is broken. Everybody agrees with that."